This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. World powers on Sunday agreed to ban gold exports from Russia, kicking off a G7 meeting aimed at taking new steps to deplete Moscow's war chest and bolster Ukraine's defenses. U.S. President Joe Biden and his counterparts from the world's most industrialized nations are gathering in the German Alps before they continue to Madrid for talks with NATO partners. The leaders are seeking to close ranks for Ukraine against Russia's invasion while grappling with the intensifying global fallout of the war. Quote, "We have to stay together," Biden told Angela Merkel's successor Olaf Scholz, the host of the three-day gathering.
"We have to stay together, because Putin has been counting on from the beginning. And somehow NATO and the G7 would splinter, but we haven't, and we're not going to."
Scholz also hailed Western unity.
"Good message is that we all made it to stay united, which obviously Putin never expected."
The statements of resolve came as Russia resumed strikes on Kiev in the first onslaught on the Ukrainian capital in 3 weeks, an attack Biden condemned as, quote, "more of their barbarism." Looking to the summit, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba urged the G7 to approve more sanctions on Moscow and more heavy weapons for Ukraine to defeat what he called Russia's sick imperialism. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will make the same plea when he joins the meeting via video link on Monday. From soaring inflation to a looming food crisis and energy shortages, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, now in its fifth month, has mired the world into a series of crises. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian state television says Tehran has launched a solid-fueled rocket into space, AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
The announcement has triggered a rebuke from Washington ahead of the expected resumption of stalled talks over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. It's unclear when exactly the rocket was launched, but the news has come after satellite photos had showed preparations at a desert launch pad. Iran has acknowledged it planned tests for the satellite-carrying rocket. Now state-run media claims the rocket launch was successful. Just recently, the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, travelled to Tehran in a push to resuscitate nuclear deal negotiations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
South African police are investigating the deaths of at least 20 people at a nightclub in the coastal town of East London. It's unclear what led to the deaths early Sunday. The young people were reportedly attending a party to celebrate the end of winter school exams. Local newspaper Daily Dispatch reported that bodies were strewn across tables and chairs without any visible signs of injuries. Officials said autopsies would be carried out as soon as possible. The owner of the club told local broadcaster ENCA that he had heard the venue was too full and that some people had tried to force their way inside. Pride parades march on with new urgency around the United States. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from New York City.
Planned Parenthood leads off this march with the Girl Scouts right behind. Organizers of NYC Pride say they made the decision to change the order of the parade after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away the constitutional right to an abortion. Now their concern is gay marriage and all the other rights that hinge on Roe. Many out here tell me that women's rights are LGBTQ+ rights. They tell me they just got marriage equality and will not go back, saying their right to happiness is under attack. By the way, this year's theme is Unapologetically Us. Julie Walker at the New York City Pride March.
Recapping our top story, world powers on Sunday agreed to ban gold exports from Russia, kicking off a G7 meeting aimed at taking new steps to deplete Moscow's war chest and bolster Ukraine's defenses. U.S. President Joe Biden and his counterparts from the world's most industrial nations are gathering in the German Alps before they continue to Madrid for talks with NATO partners. The leaders are seeking to close ranks for Ukraine against Russia's invasion while grappling with the intensifying global fallout of the war. Biden telling Merkel's successor Olaf Scholz, quote, "We have to stay together." Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.